and will be added to the gift. Right? So there are people, they appreciate what they receive, and there are people, they don't appreciate what they receive. This is that opposite of attitude. Some of them, in these gifts, they will give a negative reaction, and even when they go to the hell, you know what they do? They call the God, not for help, as a guilty party. Have you seen them? They go around and they blame the God for the stuff they don't have. Like, I like to sing, but I cannot. I have that vocal stuff. I could go around and nag about it my entire life, can't I? Haven't you seen the people like this? They don't appreciate what they have. They want something else that they don't have, and they don't understand it really. But mainly they want it. Why? Do you remember the first and the most difficult burden of your improvement? Yes. Rumi said there is one barrier which no barrier could compete with.
Jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Jealousy. Do you remember? Why? Because it's basic attitude of animals. Animals should compete, right? That's sort of jealousy. Whoever has something, try to grab it. That's their attitude. What's our attitude? That is what we are learning here. Yes.
The wisdom of having created hell in the world hereafter and the prison of the present world to the end that they may be places of worship for the arrogant.
Okay, you just started some long title with a special word. That's hikmat. That's what all the book 2 was about, right? Here he wants to bring it in. The hikmat, that wisdom of what? Of hell and the paradise. What is all this? Why some prisoners of this world, they're all prisoners. What is all this? Let's see what is going on. Yeah.
The wisdom of having created hell and the world hereafter and the prison of the present world to the end that they may be places of worship for the arrogant. Come ye willingly or unwillingly. For in cruelty the vile are purified. When they receive kindness, they themselves become cruel. Therefore, hell is the mosque where they perform their devotions. A trap is the fetter for a wild bird. Prison is the cloister of the thief and villain, that there he may be constantly mindful of God. Inasmuch as divine worship was the object of mankind, hellfire was made the place of worship for the rebellious. Man,
what's going on? First of all, he said there are two kinds of people. First, there are good people that will give you 700 times back. Forget about them. We're not talking about them. We're talking about this problem, right? Okay, we started with this. He explained in the last paragraph that they are the opposite. When everything works good, they just nag. When there are trouble, they start to understand that, there are something going on and stuff like that. That was the end. Made a new paragraph to explain the wisdom of this. The wisdom of this is what? The wisdom of this is this. They brought you here to do something. Okay? Either you are this kind of fellow and you do it correctly, or you are that kind of fellow, They force you to do it correctly. That's how something opposites comes in your life and will change your attitude. It went like this. Is that first of all, the villains, when they are pushed, they behave a little bit better. Look at the thieves. The only time that they are good and they're trying to be good is when they are in prison. They are punished and they act good. You let them out, they go and do the same stuff. This is why some punishment is here. That punishment is to make them better. Even that is positive, but you don't get it. Because you will make everything negative. Here we say the most negative is punishment, right? Punishment is good or bad? You tell me. That's a very important tool in education. If you are working with a lower level of understanding, punishment is one of the main tools you have. I'm not talking about beating them, but denying something to them, then they will be. This is how it is. Yes?
Man hath the power in everything, but this service has been the object of him. I did not create the jinn and mankind. Recite this. The object of the world is naught but divine worship.
Uh-huh. This is a very critical stuff to talk about. Because somewhere God will say, doesn't matter who, if you're a human being or that other creatures that we talk about, everything is created for one reason only, and that's Ibadat. Ibadat means prayer, means this, means that, but mainly Ibadat is trying to get connected to Haq. That's what it is. You see, everybody is created for this. Listen, you will say, I didn't create this or that, except for that prayer. Let me change it. Yes.
Though the object of a book is the science, if you make it a pillow, it will become that too.
Did you know that? What a lovely example. You say, listen, this book, we made it as a book, but you could make it a pillow. You sleep on it. It works. So, that tool of Ibadat, you could do it differently. Everything could be done differently. Yes.
But this pillow was not its object. It was learning and knowledge and right guidance and profit.
What's wrong with a pillow? Pillow's not bad. First of all, is pillow a bad stuff? One of the cleanest stuff in your home is your pillow. You keep it clean, you put it in. So, there's nothing wrong to make this pillow. But if you make this pillow, let me tell you what you miss. Science, education, knowledge, all of that will be missed. Yes, okay, it's a pillow. Yes?
If you have made a sword a ten pin, you have preferred defeat to victory. Although the object of man is knowledge, and to be rightly directed, every man hath a particular place of worship. The place where the noble man worships is your treating him with kindness. The place where the vile man worships is you making him sick.
I don't know why he insisted to use that word, because the word is temple, ma'bad, temple. So you sort of say, okay, if you take a sword and make a nail out of it. Yeah, you take a good sword, you put it on the wall to hang your coat. You're silly. You lost a very good stuff for a nail. That was something good, but you misused it. Let me tell you what is, why the human being is here. Two words are there. First one is knowledge, el, okay, science, knowing. The second one is hudi, leading. Because we are not talking about one man, we are talking about the humanity. So two things is good, to learn something and to lead the others towards it. Do you remember? Let's go back to the word Hikmat, which is beginning of book 2. Do you remember over there? He talked about this. Do you remember what he talked about? He said, oh, this fellow is a good fellow. He went to Mi'raj, he went to the sky and all that, but must have had no flower. When he came back, the flowers started to come back. This is it. Then later you will see that he will explain it differently at the end of this book again, to say that we are here to develop the understanding and pass it on. Okay? This is what it is. But each of us has another temple. Remember, when we explain logically, when we explain something that everybody should do, that will become what? Something in common, right? That commonality normally leads us to similarity. We shouldn't forget that we are not similar. Each of us is unique. So each of us is different. So there is positive and negative, both sides. Okay, there are two sides of this temple. One of that belongs to the giver fellow. That temple will make him better. One is the temple of the other one, non-giver one, the Scrooge one. Because that Laim is the adjective of the Scrooge. The temple of the Scrooge will make him more a Scrooge. Because what you are, you will not remain the same. Do you remember what we are? We are ever changing. How? With what we are doing. I am the outcome of old deeds I had in my entire life, right? So I will change with what I do. This is something that you should understand, because the most important stuff is understanding this, that there is no me. There is one me who is building me, who will build me again, and it will change always. Not only the color of my hair, my attitude, my understanding, my passion, my feeling is ever changing, isn't it? With what? With what I do. That's why I should be careful what I'm doing. If I'm responsible and I'm doing the kind stuff, that will make me better. So, not only it's good, it's good for the future. It's an improvement somehow. Yes?
Smite the vile, that they may bow their heads. Give to the noble, that they may yield fruit. Necessarily, God hath created a mosque for each of the twain, hell for those, and increase for these. Moses built the Babi Sagir at Jerusalem, in order that the people tormented might lower their heads, because they were insolent and arrogant. Hell.
Have you seen this? We explained something. Haven't you seen that? When you walk